Joined here by head coach Tony Gregg of the Gilman City boys basketball team. They go 2-1 in the HDC tournament last week. Got a victory by 30 over East Harrison. Beat Mercer pretty soundly Saturday down at Winston, 78-45. Winston got the Hawks in the semifinals, 63-47. Couple of road trips this week. One tomorrow night to Mercer. One Thursday to Osborne-Stuartsville. Districts next week, and I was just talking with Dan Martin within the hour about this, Coach. You and Mercer are going to be real familiar with one another here by the time next Monday and Tuesday roll around, correct?
Well, yeah, we are. We'll face them again tomorrow night, of course, and seen them Saturday in the third place game, and then we drew each other there in the first round of districts. So we're going to know each other real well, and hopefully that works to our benefit.
Well, you know, I was talking, obviously I've seen your team play a number of times, and as good as a player as Brody Langford is, I'll kind of go to the same thought process I had with Coach Martin. If Brody is doing 80% of your stuff on the floor, you can't be as good as you can be. You know, when you got Brody playing well, you got the Preston boys shooting the ball well, you got, you know, the guys inside banging and getting rebounds. When you get all those going on the same night, that's when you're at your best, correct?
That's kind of how we played there Saturday. We just came out and shot the ball really well and you know, set the tone early in the game. And like you said, you know, Brody does a lot for us. But that night we were balanced like I really like us to be. And, you know, Peyton Taggart had a good game with 16. Kyler Preston hit 4 threes. And I don't know if he might have missed one. I don't know. But he shot real well and ended with 14. And Landon had 8 points, Landon Preston. And so we were pretty balanced that night. And we were able to get, of course, everybody into the game, so the starters played probably, you know, 2.5 quarters. But you know, when things go like that, it makes the night easy. So that was a fun night.
Yeah, you are some of your best in the Saturday game, and it sounded like that Winston team that you played on Thursday, they played pretty well. What made Winston particularly difficult in that Thursday night game, Coach?
Well, we didn't come out early on. You know, we let them outscore us 21-11 in the first quarter, and my big guy Peyton Taggart got a little bit of foul trouble. I don't think we were allowed to match the physicality that they had that night. But either way, we couldn't. We knew we couldn't fall behind, so we were down 21-10, and ended up closing the gap. And I think it was more of a 7 or 8 point game. We tried to foul, you know, to extend it late, and they hit some free throws. So, wasn't how we wanted that outcome to be. We'd like to see them on a different night and different court possibly, but that's how it was. We just didn't shoot the ball real well, and we fell behind too much early, and they could play and control the game, and we couldn't pressure them enough. So it is what it is. We'd like one more opportunity at them, but we're not going to get that this year.
I know, you know, there's, you know, sometimes you had success, sometimes Winston's got you, but it's what's kind of made it fun for me to kind of watch this conference from afar this year, Coach, is that especially you get those top 4 or 5 teams in the HDC. It's as competitive of a conference for the HDC as I think has been in many, many years.
It is. Yeah, anybody on any given night really is just could come out and play some good ball. And of course, Grundy's the favorite right at the moment and playing really good ball. But Winston's there and us, and Jamesport plays good ball. Mercer's capable of playing really good ball, and, you know, they beat us once this year, so we're not going to look past them with the two games coming up. Even though we got an easy win the other night, we know it won't always be like that, so we're going to keep our head down and paying attention to what we need to do to get those wins when we get to districts.
Well, and as you said, you got a victory that probably sits, you know, for you guys, makes you feel real good, that Saturday performance. For Mercer, not so much, you know, and you have to go up there and play them at their place tomorrow night. So, you know, Captain Obvious statement, I'm sure they're going to be ready to play a little bit better next time around.
Yeah, and we know that's, you know, we were able to do things like we wanted to do, and I talked with the boys. We wanted to come out and have that kind of game and set that tone, and after losing to them down here, we had a rough night, and I don't know if it was due to sickness or what, but not a lot went right when we played them the first night, and then of course they're down a player from then, but when we come out Saturday, it did, just everything went our way, and it was kind of the opposite. So for us to score 78 points and hold them to 45, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to come out and set a tone, and hopefully we can do that again tomorrow night on their court. Of course, they'll shoot the ball probably a little bit better up there. So hopefully we can get another win in convincing fashion, and and keep rolling on.
Well, there's a little bit of snow in the forecast, looks like, for maybe a Wednesday night into Thursday, so we'll see what that happens with the Thursday games, but we'll talk about this one for the sake of it being on the schedule. Your final game of the regular season, you play at Stuartsville Osborne. They're a team that, as they check their record, Coach, a game over 500 and having to go to their place, it sounds like a pretty good test for the Hawks to try to get a victory down there.
It does. That's that's about as much as I've done, is just kind of looked at their schedule and who they've played and seen what their record was, and it doesn't look like it'll be easy for us, and hopefully it's not easy for them either. So I'll have to do in the next, after we get past Mercer on Wednesday, I'll do some more scouting and kind of figure out. I know they were down at the tournament scouting us, and so be one non-conference game, but you sure like to get that win going into districts and have some momentum.
With you guys having a 3 seed, Grundy, who has been the class of the conference this year, won the HDC tournament, won the regular season there, the two. You, I know you'd like another shot at Grundy in the semifinals. In order to get there, though, you got to get through Mercer, and you'd be the first one to tell your guys getting ready for next Monday, hey, don't overlook anything when it comes to postseason, because if you do, you might be hanging up your shorts at the end of the night.
No, that's exactly right, and that is the message I'd give them all season, was you can't look past anybody, and we got to take care of business with Mercer, and of course Grundy, I believe, has East Harrison and should get that game, but I'm sure their coach told them the same thing. So, mm-hmm. If things work out right, we'll have that opportunity with them in the semifinals and see if we can take advantage of the opportunity this time. We made a little closer game the last time we played and learned a few things. And so hopefully if we do things right, we can be competitive and get a shot at Grundy later on in the district.
Well, that would be an intriguing 3-seed, 2-seed matchup. But as we said, you got to get through those games first. Gilman City playing at Mercer tomorrow. Are you going to Stuartsville or are you going to Osborne? Which gym do they call home on Thursday, Coach?
I believe it's Stuartsville. I got to confirm that with them. We're kind of working out trying to get some JV quarters in right now also. So I believe it's Stuartsville.
Okay, and Mercer is going to be a 7:30 tip to start districts on Monday the 20th. That district going to run, at least for the boys, Monday the 20th, semifinals Wednesday the 22nd, championship game on Friday the 24th up at Mercer next week. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck with the games this week.
Thank you, Tom.